You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me in the studio now, Patrick Heller of Liberty Coin Service here in Lansing. Good evening, Patrick. How are you?
Great. Hi, Cheryl.
You had an interesting day. It was an interesting day in the gold and silver market, wasn't it?
Incredibly. Yeah, the price of silver range anywhere from the mid-$45 up to the mid-$49 range. It settled somewhere in the 47s, which was another all-time record high, ignoring inflation. And gold spent most of the day in record high territory as well.
And where did gold end up today, as far as you know?
Still above $1,500.
Wow. I remember just a year ago it was heading towards 1,100 and thinking, this is amazing, and everybody was talking about it, and that's just like a distant memory at this point.
Yeah, so far you have gold up about 6% for the year, and silver is up about 60% so far this year.
And what do we read into this? I mean, you know, gold, I mean, we have a little more expectation, I think, just laymen who watch this from the periphery, but to see silver jump 60%, what is this?
There's been a persistent long-term shortage of supplies versus demand, and silver is not something that central banks have sitting in their vaults where they can unload it on the market and manipulate prices that way. There has been some trading partners of the U.S. government that have been selling short contracts pretty aggressively, but that's close to the main tactic they have to use, and a lot of people are aware that that's going on and have a lot of money and are betting on the other side that eventually companies like J.P. Morgan Chase are going to have to quit and buy out.
Now, you said when you sat down today, Patrick, that not only was it was an interesting day, it was a volatile day. The range, as you said, is significant in terms of silver as well, where we started and ended today.
Yes, the range in price today was about 8%. That's the highest of a range, easily going back 10 or 15 years.
And again, that's all because of the volatility in supply.
Yes, the volatility, by the way, is a warning sign that those who hold paper positions as opposed to the physical metal may be having some difficulty meeting their commitments to deliver against those contracts, which is a warning sign that, say, if you have a paper contract like a COMEX contract or shares in an ETF, you may have some heightened risk that you may never be able to collect unless you take action now to convert it to physical metal.
Oh, boy. You know, Patrick is the nicest guy, but when he comes in here to talk to me, I get worried about things. I really do. You know, I guess an automatic question today is, do you think we're close to the top? What do you see happening with gold and or silver?
Neither one are close to a top. Back in the 1979-80 boom, you had a very sharp spike at the peak and a sharp retreat. In the case of both gold and silver, they have had steady, gradual rises going on over 10 years now, granted, but there has not been an incredible spike. And also at the peak in 79-80, the number of sellers in our store outnumbered buyers about 20 to 1. Right now, we're experiencing maybe 10 buyers for every seller. So that's a sign there's a long ways to go up in price yet.
Oh, boy. So it's a sign to get in now if you haven't at this point.
There are people saying, is it too late? Have I missed the boat? But I wouldn't be surprised to see the price of silver pass the old peak on an inflation-adjusted basis, which is, you know, somewhere in $130 to $150 an ounce. It might take a year or two, but even at today's level, today's prices would
sure
be a bargain.
Wow. Wow. Now, you've said, we just talked about there being more buying than selling. Is this directly related to what's happening with the U.S. dollar and concerns over the U.S. dollar?
That's the main driving factor. Even in yesterday's Lansing State Journal, there was practically a full-page article discussing what will happen if the U.S. dollar defaults on its debt. This issue was brought on following last week's announcement by Standard & Poor's that it wasn't reducing the U.S. government's credit rating, but it was giving it a negative outlook that if you don't clean house soon, that your credit rating could decline in a year or two.
And that's clearly a bad sign.
Absolutely. The International Monetary Fund, in their recent meetings, have basically announced that they are planning on the U.S. dollar no longer being the world's reserve currency within a few years.
That's scary in itself.
It's going to hurt the value of the U.S. dollar. If you want to think in terms of what the price of silver has done this year, if your income level hasn't gone up 60%, in effect, your income level has gone down, even though in U.S. dollar terms, maybe it hasn't moved that much.
That's another shocking statement, Patrick. You talked about when you sat down here and we had just a moment. You talked about volatility in the market and that being a sign of stress, more so than you're just putting me into right now.
Okay.
But a sign of stress in the market.
Yes, there are a number of large short positions, which are paper promises to pay or deliver metal either on demand or at some specified time in the future. When the March COMEX silver contracts matured this year, there was an extremely high percentage of them that were settled for cash rather than by delivery of metal. And a lot of the prices I heard being paid were about 30% above the spot price of silver. That's a definite sign of stress. But when you have a lot of volatility on a daily basis, that's also a sign that those that owe delivery of silver maybe are having a lot of trouble, a lot more trouble than they anticipated, finding the metal to cover their positions. And that means they're at a higher risk of default.
Is there any good news in all this other than if you own silver or gold or planning on getting some tomorrow? I mean, do you see any good news with what's happening in the market?
I'd like to think that there is some. I can't think of any at the moment.
So the answer, and you have said all along, you've been a guest several times on this show, and of course every Wednesday morning you have a weekly segment during Tony Conley's morning show, that you need to own some gold or silver. It's a good idea to take a look at owning gold or silver.
That is a good diversification to protect against fluctuations in the value of paper assets. It's become more important in recent years than maybe it was 20 years ago. But it's definitely a good idea to have as part of your assets.
Wow. Well, as always, Pat, your words strike fear and the need to take some action, I think, is one of the things that's important, too, is your knowledge of the market, of the gold and silver market is astonishing. And I appreciate you coming in and sharing your perspective with us. What can we look forward to on Wednesday?
Well, I'll be talking about more of similar kinds of issues. Who knows what's going to happen in the market in the next 24 hours that I'll be able to bring up.
Well, and that's the point. It changes that quickly. It is. Pat, as always, I appreciate your expertise. Thank you for coming in tonight.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you. Pat Heller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. And, of course, Wednesday mornings on the Tony Conley Morning Show, a segment every Wednesday. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.